on their lives. Back in the Holy Roman Empire, I lived as the Emperor Lucas Vasium. And together with my bride, Sleazebaggish, we had an idyllic lifestyle. I was the Emperor of all I surveyed. My daughter, Vaginitis, made me very proud, as she was the most sought-after mistress in all the kingdom. My son, Forskinius, was a chip off the old block. A lumbering diddy-bopping daddy, just like his pop. Well, I was presiding over the town council. Square Asius was giving us the State of the Union. And Testicules was letting us know how our various battles and foreign ports of call were going. My head centurion, Spurticles, was telling me that Attila Well Hung was on the run. He had, of course, had an encounter with Genghis Khan, who, on orders from Julius Caesar, tried to seize our most prized wench, Clitoria. We would have let him have menstruation. Or maybe we'd have cut loose with menopause here. But never would we let him have clitoria or fellatio. Just then, the meeting was interrupted when Douchebaggius burst into the room and said, "Your flatulence, I'm sorry to interrupt you." I said, "What is it, dear?" He said, "I'm so sorry, your incontinence, but we found something hideous. You know the statue of David outside your palace?" I said, "Yes." He said, "We found saliva on the hydraulics." I said, "But Pompeius, do you know anything about this? What about you, Numnatius?" "Is it fair, sir?" I said, "It'll be off with his head to the man who anointed the hydraulics of David with saliva." "What about you, Ejaculus? I don't like that look in your eyes." I said, "Summon Hemorrhoidocles and Suppositorius immediately." Well, Hardonicus brought them to me. And I said, "You will find, whoever it is, what sick deviant exists in this kingdom that would salivate on the hydraulics of the statue of David." And sure enough, they brought them to me. I didn't realize it, but even back then, they were alternate lifestylers. It was hideous. Marco Golo. And his deviant buddy, who would never nosh a tata in his life. They called him Can't Stand to Nipple. I said, "You two deviants." He said, "Well, I'm sorry, sire. It's just that statue of David. Every day I pass it when I'm walking along. And that hydraulics and that tight duodenal sac thing. And the way he stands there with his hand on his hip, I just know he was one of us. That crown of thorns around his head. I just had to..." I said, "What about you, Can't Stand to Nipple? What's your excuse?" He said, "Well, sire, the thing is so tempting. I mean, that firm, round buttocks. That young boy standing there in the square every day. The moon was out. The stars were shining." I said, "Let there be a proclamation. From now on, hear ye. The Emperor Lucas Vasius has spoken. Marco Golo and Can't Stand to Nipple are forever banned from the kingdom. Prostadius, make 16 copies of that. Pass it out. Snotocles, get out of my face. You disgust me." And so, I felt better. I went down to the baths to deal with my wenches. I felt like cutting a slice of endometria, or perhaps even enjoying a little bit of puntangia. Well, I was just getting the snarling of my life from ovaria, when suddenly I thought, "Damn it, I can't have peace for a second." Smegmacles burst into the room and said, "Sire, sire, apparently there's a punchbacker unaccounted for in the kingdom." I said, "How could you be sure?" He said, "Well, we inspected the statue of David more carefully, and we found a 3-inch round hole bored into its tuchus there."